Our guest today is Craig King of Lending Sense. Craig represents a lending organization that covers a broad spectrum of lending needs for professionals. Over the years, we've gotten calls from doctors about the cost effectiveness of various lending decisions. They want to finance, they want to refinance, consolidate. And we've been looking for someone to help join the team here, so to speak, to represent that whole area. And after interviewing different groups, this is who we've settled on, Craig and the Lending Sense Group. So, Craig, tell us a little about yourself and your group, and we're going to get you to answer some of the hard questions that our doctors have posed to us over the years.
Craig, thank you. Lending Sense is a small specialty lender catering to professionals, four distinct areas of practice: equipment financing, new and used equipment, of course, practice financing, which we've talked about before, patient and client financing, then, of course, mortgages, both residential and commercial.
Patient and client financing, that means that you would help doctors finance their patients, correct?
Correct, right.
All right, now, you also mentioned under equipment, used equipment.
Very important.
I want doctors to know that's one of the requirements, and that's why it's so hard for us to ever find a group to help us with our clients, because everybody wants to lend on new equipment. The problem is a doctor gets a loan for new equipment, they have to pay new equipment prices, when quite often if we give the same person the same amount of money, they can go out and buy twice the equipment or buy it with half the money. Craig, today, if you don't mind, I would like to devote this session to mortgages, because this is the most common call we get, and we want to have you on from time to time. But if we could devote this session to that, the questions we get from doctors, the hard questions, you know, how to save money, what are the big mistakes to watch for? Do you mind if we just talk about that today?
That'd be great.
All right, let's start with that. What are some of the most common mistakes that we make in financing or refinancing residents?
Probably the most common mistake is not matching the loan to the specific needs of the client. And it sounds broad, but it really isn't. You see so many clients so fixated on that good old 30-year fixed mortgage, which just doesn't provide the value that a good contemporary mortgage should today.
Craig, you know that our clients have been programmed to want to get out of debt, completely out of debt, and really as soon as is feasible. They want to get their mortgages paid off somewhere between 6 and 8 years, typically. So knowing that, what can you tell us about the kind of mortgages we should be looking at and so forth?
For clients that have that ability to retire their mortgage in 6, 8, maybe as long as 10 years, you want those clients looking at the interest-only products, and you want them looking at the select-a-payment or option-arm products.
All right, let's start with the interest-only product or the interest-only mortgage. Now, our doctors are going to be paying these off as quick as possible. You're still saying we should even consider an interest-only loan.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
Well, because they can do principal reduction at their convenience or as their cash flow allows. And those interest-only products, if you get to the right lender, have much lower interest rate than the traditional 30-year fixed. We're seeing interest-only products right now for straight interest only 3.95%, but you can even find some less expensive than that.
Okay, you said 3.95. What might they get at a bad lender?
You'll see it in the sixes and the sevens. Potentially, we see some interest-only products in the eights, because what happens is people get sold on the cash flow of that, so they'll garner a higher interest rate, and that still has a lower payment, but you're paying obviously a much higher interest rate.
Well, you know, talking to you makes me feel like I've just stepped onto the lot of a car dealership. You never realize, or you never think of the lending business as being motivated the same way the car business. You know, you walk on a car dealership and you go look at a car and you ask them how much it is, they don't say this in words, but what their response is, well, how bad do you want it? And then it kind of goes from there. I'm starting to feel like in the lending business, some of those same dynamics are in play. Would you like to comment?
I think that's absolutely correct. And there's so many aspects that the professional that you embrace to manage your mortgage or your lending needs has to be empowered, and you have to have that level of confidence in them to be able to divulge what are the margins to this particular product, what are the yield spread premiums, what are those true interest rates that truly help me retire that mortgage in a quick fashion.
Craig, the first time I was dumb enough to buy a Porsche, I'll never forget, I fell in love with the car. Told them I wanted three of them, you know, just joking, of course. Said, I want this car, and they said, okay, it's yours. Well, I'm writing up the paperwork, and I find out that the wheels are $15,000 for the ones on the car I looked at. The ones that came on the car that the standard, where they looked like the donut, spare tires. There's four of them, you know. And so I had already bought the car. I have this feeling that in the mortgage business, there's certain buzzwords or buzz numbers that people advertise can get the tuna to come to the chum, so to speak. And I'm thinking it's probably either words like low interest and no points or low points. And in other words, when you combine those, the tuna have been programmed to watch out for these hooks,
right?
Interest rates and points. I've got a feeling that there's a lot of other ways to hide the hook in the bait.
Oh, there really is. And without getting too technical, interest rate is very, very critical. Points are obviously just as critical. And we see this so often where people will compare. Everybody wants to shop to get the best possible mortgage rate. And you see this so often when people go directly to the internet and look at one of the different lenders that are internet only based. And what they'll do is, yeah, here's our interest rate. Here's the term. Isn't this great? Isn't it wonderful? They'll even go as far as to have you look at a no-cost mortgage, no cost only from the lender cost. That doesn't mean you're going to get out of the title fees or so on and so forth. So there's a lot of bait and switch in this industry. You have to find that person that you can embrace and really have that level of confidence in.
Is there an overriding comparable number? For example, in the bond world, you can buy a bond that's got a premium or a discount price because it has an interest rate that's out of date. It's short-term versus long-term. There's all these different variables, but in the end, there's a yield to maturity or actually a yield to worst call. What's the number we look for in the mortgage business that really gives us something we can compare one mortgage to another with?
We call it the par rate, and you can see it in the paper. It's the average rate for typically the previous 30 to 60 days. To us, it's the par rate, and right now today, par is probably just a little over 6.
On what length of mortgage?
On a 30-year mortgage. Everybody looks at the traditional 30-year mortgage as being...
It's the standard.
The standard.
Okay.
The comparable standard.
Just over 6 is where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
That means that after all said and done, after points, after everything, after loan costs, that's what I'm going to be paying?
Exactly.
I got it. Okay, good. So that's shedding some light on this. Now, you talked about interest-only loans because they give flexibility. Do they require greater credit quality or credit strength?
Absolutely.
So to qualify for one?
You bet.
And you're saying there's a discount on that loan, not a premium.
Correct.
In other words, we should be paying less, not more, to get an interest-only loan.
Correct.
All right. You talked about another kind of loan as an option to the common 30-year mortgage.
The Select-A-Payment loan is a very popular product amongst professionals. The Select-A-Payment program offers the mortgage holder 4 different payments every month, and they can adjust as they see fit depending on their personal cash flow or personal needs. There's a minimum payment, an interest-only payment, a 15-year amortization, and a 30-year amortization payment. They can select every month a different payment.
Okay, now I thought an interest-only loan was going to give me the lowest possible payment because it's just interest. I mean, there's always going to be interest. You're telling me now that these, you called it a minute ago, a Select-A-Payment or an option arm?
Option arm.
You said that this actually can have a payment lower than interest only.
It can. There's one unique aspect to it. It has a minimum payment aspect. That aspect in the industry, they look at and they call that the negative amortization loan. There's a great way to make sure that it doesn't get into the negative amortization territory, and that's by utilizing a biweekly payment plan. You can actually have a 1.25%, a 1.95% minimum payment mortgage, and by breaking that into a biweekly payment plan, you will save a significant amount of money, and you will stay out of the negative amortization.
So you're basically talking about a loan here with an incredible range of payment requirements, all the way down from what would actually be a negative amortization, which you said there's a way to protect yourself by making the biweekly.
Correct.
No, you make 2 payments a month is what
you do.
You
make 2 payments a month.
It's kind of the same payment, only because there's 52 weeks in a year, you make another payment or two in the year's time. So we have this incredible range going all the way from negative amortization, or let's call it zero amortization, all the way up to the 30-year loan. Okay. Now, let's take an example. Let's do a $500,000 loan. Let's say I bought a $750,000 house, put $250,000 down, and I'm financing $500,000. Okay, what would the payments actually be? Let's start with a 30-year payment.
The 30-year payment would be $2,589. That particular, the Select-A-Payment program, the 30-year amortization is at 4.688% today.
Okay, how about the 15-year loan?
$3,873.
$3,873.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the interest-only loan?
be $1,953.
And the minimum payment?
$1,666.
Well, it seems silly to not go ahead and pay at least the interest only. You're saying that you could still do the $1,666, pay it biweekly, and still keep out of the negative amortization area.
That's right, and that's important, but there's a great aspect here that you don't want to have lost on your clients, and that is, let's say that you go back and you use the other payments, but you make the larger 30-year payment. So let's say that we select the minimum payment of $1,666, but we actually make the $2,589 payment. Over the first 5 years of that mortgage, you will save $68,575 in interest.
If you pay the 30-year payment.
If you pay the 30-year payment.
Instead of the minimum payment.
Instead of the minimum payment. Right.
And I'm sure it would even be greater if we looked at the 15-year loan.
Right.
There would even be more. All right, let me ask you this question. Suppose I have a loan. Let's say I went with you guys and got one of your interest-only loans. I can't switch it to a selective payment. Is that correct? I'd have to refinance.
You would have to refinance.
You need to know this going in. So if you want the kind of flexibility that you're talking about, we're looking at a range here of payments, savings of about 40%, it looks like, possible, mm-hmm. in total monthly payments.
But even if you took the interest-only product, if you just took that 3.95% product right now and you made principal reductions, an amortization schedule that we would obviously be happy to provide you, you're making the same kinds of monthly principal reductions. It's a wonderful way to reduce your mortgage very quickly.
No, I'm impressed. I have to admit, and I'm embarrassed to tell you, I mean, I really wasn't up on the option arm selective payment concept. I don't think I've ever had a doctor present that to me yet in the 20-plus years I've been consulting. Is this something that's brand new, or has it been around?
No, it's been around for probably 15 years now.
It looks like it has a lot of great bait-and-switch qualities to it. I'm surprised somebody didn't pick it up and really go out and say, look, you know, we can give you a $500,000 loan with a $1,666 payment. I'm surprised somebody didn't pick up on that.
You know, the option arms started with one great specialty lender, specifically in the West. We shouldn't name them by name, but they were absolutely, the majority of their portfolio was based on this particular product for their own clients in-house.
I see a question right off the bat, too. I try to think in terms of what my listeners are thinking as they hear this, and a lot of them have their homes paid for and maybe don't have an interest in that. Granted, when you hear interest that low, you think maybe I should just go out and get a loan to have one, you know, so I can tell people I've got this low interest. But a lot of people are doing clinics. Is it possible to get an option arm on a clinic because it's some sort of commercial project?
There are option arm commercial products. They're very specific to two or three lenders, and they're not broadly available throughout the United States.
Would our clients have access?
Regionally.
I see. So in other words, some states, this would not be available commercially. Correct. Is this available to the whole nation residentially?
Yes.
Okay. So anybody listening to this can call you and get a residential option arm if they wanted one.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Is it legal or deceptive or inappropriate for somebody with a paid-for home to take an option arm loan on their home and then go out and buy a clinic with the money? There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Because the home is securing the mortgage, which makes that a whole legal transaction. It's not deceptive.
Exactly. And you see a lot of people utilize a product called the HELOC now, the Home Equity Line of Credit, to do something very similar. HELOCs are traditionally interest-only products, and they'll go out. You can have a $300,000 HELOC in order to go out and do something just like that.
On HELOCs, do they have ARMs and selective payment options?
A HELOC is an interest-only product, so it doesn't really have the selective payment option.
It would give us that $1,953 payment
exactly
on that half a million that you talked about.
Right.